You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media. And I'm Tom Byrne. National Train Day was last Saturday, May 9th. To mark the occasion, the Lewis Junction Railroad and Bridge Association unveiled its newest arrival, an early 1900s steam engine. And Delaware Public Media's Israel Hale was on hand for that event for this edition of History Matters.
The new steam engine that now calls Lewis home is Pennsylvania Railroad Locomotive No. 60. Its journey to the preserved piece of railroad track outside of the Lewis History Museum was several years in the making. It started one day when board member David Ludlow walked into work at Wilmington and Western Railroad just outside Wilmington. What he saw was a bit of a mess.
So the locomotive was built in 1913. It weighs 88 tons, and it was dying a slow death in Wilmington because it just was requiring way too much attention. And there was not much potential to ever make it run again. Nobody wanted it. It got moved around from different sidings and rusted, and the rain got in it. And then parts started becoming rusted to the part that they were falling off.
And Ludlow says that was a shame because this locomotive is special.
It's called an 060 switcher. It has got a boiler configuration that's the last one of this wheel arrangement and that boiler configuration in the world. So that's the last one you're looking at of a B6 SA engine.
One of the biggest supporters of restoring the engine and bringing it south for display was former Lewis Mayor Ted Becker, who died in 2024 before the restoration became reality. In his stead at the National Train Day unveiling was Joe Stewart, Becker's partner and current chair of the Greater Lewis Foundation.
I think he would have been probably right in front of everyone and probably urging everyone to also make more donations. This group, the Lewis Junction Railroad, are an unbelievable collection of people who have a knowledge of railroads and have raised the funds to have it rebuilt, to have it transported here. And last week it was basically dangling from a crane and put here, but it's just a wonderful piece of history.
The work of his late partner finally complete, Stewart christened the engine not with champagne, but with Lewis Brewing Company's brand new Lewis Junction Lager.
4, 5, yeah! Drop it on the ground.
Lewis's current mayor has also supported the engine's rescue. Amy Morosco says she and the city's Parks and Recreation Division collaborate with Lewis Junction.
So the train is situated on the last kind of bit of rails that are in Stango Park, which is a city park, between our community building and the public library. So our Parks and Rec Committee has been working hand in glove with this nonprofit to make sure that we coordinate all of those activities, and then fundraising, a lot of the city residents and others participated to help this group raise the funds to get this locomotive restored.
Morosco says people may not know the significant role the steam locomotive played in Lewis's history. Trains exported the town's farming products while bringing tourists in to visit, building a foundation for the tourism economy that fuels Lewis today. Morosco was one of several to take their turn hammering a shiny spike into the railroad tie near the end of the tracks, something that has become a tradition during Lewis's train day.
Every year of the 4 years we've done this celebration, we drive a golden spike into the rail to commemorate the day in 1869 that the Transcontinental Railroad tracks were joined from east to west in Promontory, Utah.
Is it real gold?
No.
It's not made of real gold.
That's Lewis Junction Chair of Outreach and Communication, Kathy Tatman. She says the celebration is a big deal for the organization. It's one of their biggest fundraising events of the year.
Of course, we want to celebrate the display itself, but it didn't happen without quite a fundraising effort, and we have to continue our fundraising effort. We're a little bit short on what we needed to finish the engine. and we will still need to maintain the equipment. We have some more pieces of artifact type things that we would eventually like to place trackside. The old fashioned X that said railroad crossing, we have one of those. It's going to take some money to place it here. Everything comes with a cost.
The event is also something many train enthusiasts look forward to each year. One such train enthusiast is Stephen Franzoni, who lives in Maryland but often visits Lewis.
We come down here a couple times a year for vacation. We love biking around here.
He's a model train hobbyist.
Yes. My club actually has two main groups. They have people with the Pennsylvania Railroad and the other half is with the B&O.
And despite not living in the area, he says the train will likely draw visitors like him to Lewis.
For my wife, it's just another train. For me, it's history. I mean, there's numbers on the engine. They've preserved the original color scheme on the inside, the caboose, so you can really take you back.
Engine 60 is only cosmetically restored, not functionally. Plans to finish its cab and other small cosmetic pieces are planned to be added over the next 2 weeks. After that, it will stand in one of Lewis's most central parks as a reminder of Lewis's and America's railroad-reliant economy. In Lewis, for Delaware Public Media, I'm Israel Hale.
Thanks, Israel, for showing us why history matters. You can learn more about the Pennsylvania Railroad Locomotive No. 60 and the Lewis Junction Railroad and Bridge Association online at lewisjunctionrr.org. Up next, Art's Playlist, with a look ahead to a pair of shows at the Clear Space Theater in Rehoboth this month. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.